Happy Monday. Yes, indeed. And you know what time it is. It's time for the Power Walk. All right. So I'm out here. I'm repping my Just Snitch shirt. You can find this and your snitching gear at MakeSnitchingGreatAgain.com. MSGA, baby. So I tell you, I'm so proud. I announced today that the podcast is available in so many different spaces and got the approval at around 2 a.m. that it is on iHeartRadio too. When I tell you, God is good. So you can find these Power Walks with me where you can find your podcast. And I'm going to be helping people that desire to have their own podcast. This was an example of where there was no additional equipment that was needed or necessary. I'm using my iPhone. I'm using my AirPods, and that is it. So if you have that, then you're well on your way. And for the folks that are on the Android ecosystem, if you have a phone and a microphone, you can do it too. Today is brand day. Every Monday, I've dedicated time on my calendar for brand day. And you might be wondering, what is brand day? I'm going to tell you. So as a digital strategist, and as a agency owner, I spend a lot of my time strategizing and designing projects for different people. And on Mondays is the opportunity that I focus and dedicate time on me. It has given me an opportunity to rebuild my website. It's given me an opportunity to enhance my Patreon. It has given me an opportunity to do some of the things that I've been holding off, either because of time, fear, imposter syndrome, insert whatever excuse here of it not being done. Well, Mondays are the days that I set where I focus just on my projects. And so I've been working on this ebook project for over 2 years as it relates to educating folks on how to start a podcast. And I want to be able to help others in that process, even if it's just the initial setup. Or maybe you want a team to help with the production of your podcast. There are levels to it. And so I'm excited to announce that the launch of my podcast ebook for pre-sale is available on my website. You can go there and you can be one of the first people to get this ebook. It will be available in downloadable format in 30 days. This ebook breaks it down, provides steps, provides resources, provides screenshots, provides links, and I want to have workshops and courses to talk about this and how you can be invited to conferences. I'm very grateful for my partnership with Buzzsprout. I was able to go to a podcasting conference. They took care of my ticket, and I was able to learn so much and to connect with so many different creators across the world. And it has helped me in my process and my journey as I am creating podcasts, but also producing podcasts for others. So if you're sitting there thinking, I want a podcast, I have some things I want to say, I want to use my voice, and you purchase before the 15th of May, you will receive bonuses that no one else will be able to receive after the launch of this. So now is a great opportunity to lock in at the introductory price, because today's price will not be tomorrow's price. I can tell you that. And I can also tell you, as someone who has been on several podcasts, who has had a radio show, who has had their podcast featured in the media, in the news, and has been viewed as a credible and credentialed investigative reporter, I'm excited because seeing this finally come together after so long, I've been working on this project for over 2 years, and for it to finally be here. And with the purchase of this podcast ebook, you do receive unlimited version edits as I go along the way. There are tech tools that I've used a year ago that's different than the tech tools that I use now. Let me give you an example. In the previous version of the ebook that I created, I talked a lot about StreamYard, and I still love StreamYard. However, I'm logged in with Riverside FM, and so there's a lot of things that Riverside FM provides that StreamYard does not. The conversation about tools are different because I'm not going too in-depth about StreamYard when I'm focused on Riverside. So you get these updates as I'm continuing to evolve in this journey. So it's not a one-time purchase, and when updates come out, you gotta purchase it again. No, once you're locked into this podcast ebook, you are locked into the community. I want to root for you and want to know what are your podcast episodes, and wanting you to be able to share the link to the things that you create, and wanting to be able to support you on your journey. It's more than just an ebook. It's a community. And I'm grateful to be able to share that with y'all and to see it come together. You can find more details about the podcast ebook and purchasing and some of the tech tools that I use on my website at www.biancagoolsby.com/podcast. There are some of you that have said that they would want their podcast on the Teaching for the Culture Network. And we have quite a few shows that are on the network, and we're always looking to add more shows that aligns with our values. If you have a show idea that you would want on the Teaching for the Culture Network, then let us know so that we can share the message that you have and amplify the work that you're doing. God is good. God is good. When I tell you, I just thank God for life and strength and resilience. It has been a year since my auntie died, and the grief of that, I just can't believe it's been a year already. And I say a prayer to the family as we navigate this loss. Her smile and her laugh was so infectious. I say a prayer to my cousins and the rest of the family that are navigating the grief. I am a paid writer, and it feels really good saying that out loud. And in one of my submissions, I wrote about grief, and I wrote about how everyone's grief process is different and that you have different ebbs and flows. And I want to highlight and uplift this article during this time because you might be dealing with grief. You might have lost someone, or you've dealt with a major pivot in your life. And the affirmation that stuck with me today was, I am whole, I am healed, and I am held by God. I am whole, I am healed, and I am held by God. And speaking of launches, something else that I've been holding out on and haven't released because of fear, my affirmation coloring book. And so that too will also be available soon, where you can download individual sheets to color different affirmations in a set. I want folks to be able to print it, and you can print it on regular print paper, or you can buy cardstock paper and print it and go. What I found is that with some of the books, it's getting harder with quality, and with the tariffs, with a lot of things not being manufactured and created in the United States, the price margins makes it harder for small businesses to do true e-com at scale, particularly when a lot of things are manufactured and created outside of the United States. So you're going to start seeing suppliers go up. I want to make it a PDF. I want educators to be able to print this resource for their students. I want mental health facilities to be able to have this printable tool for their patients. I want some of my mental health therapists to have these worksheets at their practice so that folks can color something affirming. And I want to have different variations. So currently right now, the affirmations are in a flower type theme, but I want to open the door to other design types like patterns and bubble letters and a freestyle one, where the affirmation is just right in center and they color around what they see that affirmation to be. And I see that being accompanied with journal prompts. And for the folks that like to color on their tablet or phone, they'll have the ability to do that. And if they just want to print it and take it along with them on the go, like how I do, they can too. Something that I've been planning and wanted to say that out loud because coloring has helped my grief process. Taking some time to color has been very helpful in my grief process. I have taken my coloring sheets with me when my dad had his radiation appointment. In fact, I've had conversations with cancer patients and their families about my coloring sheets. Coloring is very therapeutic, and so you can take these coloring sheets, put them in a binder, or carry them in a folder. However you do it, it's your business, and it's an activity that I do to soothe my mind. And as I reflect on the life of my auntie and being able to lead the family in prayer to celebrate her birthday and her life and legacy, life is short. And I just continue to think about the three F's: freedom, fulfillment, and experiencing that fearlessly. So this concludes today's power walk. I am whole, I am healed, and I am held by God. That is the affirmation today. I'm sending you love, light, and peace for those that are navigating grief. I see you and I love you, and I continue to keep all of us uplifted in prayer as life continues to life and people continue to people, because God is continuing to God, and I'm going to continue to walk in this ministry and use my truth to save the world as I've taken this pledge with Teaching for the Culture. I love you. Bye.